C1AP. Number 11A.
Well, we have started yesterday with that wonderful 12th chapter in Revelation and how Mrs. Eddy interprets that biblical symbol. I think it is such an important point, not only in the chapter of the Apocalypse, but also for the whole textbook, and very important for the development of the idea of Christian Science. So that I feel that we can easily browse on those passages a little bit more. The main point that we have seen is that now the symbol of the woman is in the midst, or is in the center of our contemplation. Now, that woman is not Mrs. Eddy. Mrs. Eddy herself, in a letter, said, "I'm no more the woman in the Apocalypse than the statue of liberty is liberty." That statue of liberty only symbolizes liberty. So here we must see it is not the person of Mrs. Eddy that is meant with the woman in the Apocalypse. If it would be meant, then actually the whole sense of that 12th chapter would be destroyed, because it would make it personal. If it would make it personal, which would mean that the symbol and the idea are one, that would belong really to the 5,000-year period. There, the person Jesus and the idea, namely the Christ, was one. And if we would project the same thing to a woman called Mrs. Eddy and see that Mrs. Eddy is the Christ, then we would make a great mistake. We would reduce or bring back the 7,000-year period right back to the 5,000-year period, and would again personalize the spiritual idea. So the woman here is not Mrs. Eddy. The woman here is what she says actually plainly in the textbook, that she says the woman is what? She says the woman symbolizes generic man. That's what she says. We don't have to make construction of thought about this woman and Mrs. Eddy. We just have to go to the actual text and see what she says about it. She says woman is generic man. It's not an individual man like Jesus, the individual man Jesus. It's the generic term man. But as the Revelator does that very often, that he takes one symbol and gives to it various aspects. So too, Mrs. Eddy takes that symbol woman and gives to that symbol various aspects. Therefore, she also says that woman symbolizes the spiritual idea of God. Now, Mrs. Eddy wasn't the spiritual idea of God. She was born of the flesh. She had a body. She lived and ate and drank and slept and did all the things that the human body needs to have. But woman is an idea. And here it is the idea of God. Then in another connection, Mrs. Eddy says, woman is the spiritual idea of God's motherhood. Here she brings it out very clearly, that it is the spiritual idea of God's motherhood, just as Jesus was the spiritual idea of God's fatherhood. So the woman must bring out something very different than the man Jesus. Or she would say that woman symbolizes what? The coincidence of God and man as what? As spiritual, as divine principle and divine idea. Can you see? Can you see? What is woman? Woman is a symbol. A symbol for what? For that consciousness that sees the coincidence of the divine principle and the divine idea. So whenever we are at the point in our consciousness where we only reason from the divine principle and don't drop the level of divine principle and keep the level and see the divine principle of being only knows divine ideas, only calculates in divine ideas, only demonstrates divine ideas, then our consciousness is woman. Then we really embody that woman. Therefore, each one of us can be that woman in the apocalypse, in the measure as we have that consciousness that is described there. Therefore, each one of us will have to give birth to the idea of science, as we will see when we come to the next verse, that the woman was travailing in birth to give birth to a man-child. Now, can you see that this is a consciousness that is higher than the Jesus consciousness? See, that's always the difficulty when one says something, because it arouses at once the religious sense, because one wants to have Jesus' mission on earth to be the acme of attainment, though Jesus himself said this is not the end, that he said, I will come again, but will show you something very different. And he himself would show this is only the form, how the Christ appears at the period in where he lived on earth in the 5,000-year period, but was always pointing to the next stage. And as we go on in Revelation, we will come across further incidents where Jesus is telling John the Revelator what must come afterwards, after Jesus' demonstration. So, in order to bring out this difference between the 5,000-year consciousness and the 6,000- and 7,000-year consciousness, I always take together the 6th and 7th, because we are at the verge of the 6th and the 7th. Mrs. Eddy brings into the text the description or the interpretation of Jesus' contribution to the world at the point when he was on earth, and then afterwards Jesus' contribution to our age, as showing John the Revelator the woman consciousness. That's why we have in the text those two descriptions, though the Revelator here at this moment does not talk about Jesus. And yet Mrs. Eddy, over more than a page, makes clear the distinction between the Jesus office and the office of the woman. When we take Mrs. Eddy's description of Jesus, and perhaps go out from how she described Jesus in the glossary, which is usually a very fundamental, general description of a symbol, she says, what is Jesus? She says, it is the highest human corporeal concept of the divine idea. When one considers these terms closely, one can see the place value. She only says it is the highest human, not divine. She only says it's the highest corporeal, not incorporeal. It is only the highest concept of the spiritual idea. She didn't say it's the idea itself. It's only a concept of it. And you take these terms, you can see how she brings Jesus right down to the human, to on earth, so to say, to the earth, and says he is only a concept of that spiritual idea, rebuking and destroying error. You can see very much that this depicts him on the level of Christian Science, that his mission was actually on the level of Christian Science, namely of rebuking error, destroying error. If you know your levels, you see that at once. And bringing to light man's immortality. He only brings to light. He doesn't. So again, it is on the level of Christian Science, namely the creative sense, the process sense of how to bring to light the divine idea. So that defines Jesus' mission clearly. Now, that does not mean, and actually must be very careful so that I'm not misunderstood, that actually does not mean that Jesus himself had a much higher sense, that he himself drew everything from the Father, and that naturally he knew divine science and he was a natural divine scientist. But the mission that he projected to the world at that period was that of bringing the level of Christian Science into view. Here in Revelation, Mrs. Rossetti explains the man Jesus again in those terms. We had here the definition of the man Jesus as what? As the human and divine coincidence. It's human and divine coincidence. Now, God is not human. Being is not human. The human is a translated sense of the divine to the level of our existence. So we can see that Mrs. Eddy depicts Jesus as an idea that is mainly operating on the level of Christian Science. Or she says it is divinity embracing humanity. Can you see this again is translating the divine to our level of existence, to the human. But God is never human. He only translates itself as the human. But he himself is spiritual, is idea. And idea is never human. Furthermore, she says it is divinity embracing humanity in life and its demonstration. It is so interesting to see that when she defines Jesus, it is always on the level at the point of life, of the synonymous term life, symbolizing the 5,000 year period. Whereas if she defines woman, then she lifts it up to love. So, in order, in life and its demonstration, reducing to human perception and understanding the life which is God. Again, the synonymous term, life which is God. Again, translating it to the level of Christian Science. Whereas, as we have seen, when she speaks about the woman, that woman has nothing to do with translating God to the level of human existence, but really seeing the divinely subjective sense that says, I stay with the divine principle and I give birth to the divine idea from the point of view of principle, and that is the woman mission. To stay completely at the point of coincidence of principle and idea. I quoted that she said that it is the coincidence of divine principle and divine idea, that is woman. To that concept we can give the symbol woman. And you can see here that it has nothing to do with the human, has nothing to do with overcoming and destroying error, because from that standpoint we don't have to have that sense that there is an opposite that needs to be destroyed and annihilated. And this is what I just said right now will be the great issue as we go on today in the 12th chapter of Revelation, and will be the great issue why some people then can see apocalypse, that it goes right from the 12th chapter of Revelation to the 21st chapter, and why if you can't see this womanhood sense, that you will have go and drink of the seven vials full of the last plagues, in order to finally arrive also at the city four square. This will be the great teaching that we will encounter today and tomorrow as we go on, to see how with a woman sense we handle the question of evil very differently than we, if we don't have that woman sense. Yes, so I think in this way I have brought out more and more clearly perhaps the difference between the 5,000 year period and the 6,000 and 7,000 year period. Oh yes, it is interesting to see that in both cases, really, with the man Jesus and with the woman, they both are clad, so to say, with purity. That both aspects demand the purity of spirit. And we have seen that in the text very clearly, that in Revelation the woman is clad with the sun, and she says that sun is spirit and is the purity. But she also says, and this has been perhaps a point of that has been in question, that she first said purity was the symbol of life and love. It wasn't just the symbol of love, of the woman clothed with the sun. But it is also the symbol that is necessary to have the Jesus state of thought. That too must be a purity. And therefore Jesus state of thought was only possible through the purity of Mary, the immaculate conception, the pure conception that Mary had to bring forth Jesus. So both need the tone of spirit, because life and love both are based on mind, spirit, soul and principle. That we can't get away from. We never lose what we have been building on. So if we are at the point of life, we build on what has gone before, on mind, spirit, soul as the principle of being. And so also the woman, as love, builds on mind, spirit, soul principle, and also on life and truth. And this is perhaps the point that I must bring out in order not to be misunderstood so much. The woman is only woman when the woman includes the man. Womanhood always includes manhood, because love cannot be complete if it does not rest on the preceding stages, which is mind, spirit, soul, principle, life and truth. Could not. Therefore, you remember in Genesis, in the sixth day, where Mrs. Eddy had to explain what man is and also explain what woman is, she says that the ideal woman symbolizes life and love. She does not just symbolize love, because without the manhood, the womanhood would be incomplete. Therefore, the womanhood of God includes the manhood of God and the fatherhood of God. But it is overforming that immaculate life to the immaculate love. So that within love, naturally, or within the woman, you also have the demonstration that Jesus showed forth. So that within the womanhood sense, which is what? Now you get it. What did we say? What is the womanhood sense? The idea of God. The coincidence of divine principle and divine idea. Now, that purity includes what? That purity includes the man Jesus, the manhood of life. Because, as we will see, that consciousness of the woman that only sees that the only thing that is going on is the divine principle and the divine idea is crowned with 12 stars. It's crowned with the omni-action of the idea. And what does that omni-action of the idea do? It translates itself to the point of the Jesus state of consciousness. Healing, sin, sickness and death. But it is a translated form. Is that clear? And we'll see that when we take the exegesis of those 12 stars in the crown of the woman. Let me show it another way around. Just so that we always get the level straight, and therefore see the steps that we have to take spiritually. Mrs. Eddy refers here when she compares the immaculate Jesus and afterwards the woman, that he completed this figure with woman. Can you see? It's a completion. Therefore, again, we have an indication. We should not hold at the Jesus state of consciousness. She says it must be completed, showing that is not complete. And so he completed this with the woman. But when Mrs. Eddy explains this, she takes in the baptisms. Namely, she takes in there that the Messiah would baptize with the Holy Ghost, and refers to those three baptisms in Matthew, and those three baptisms which she depicts at large in that article Pondent Purpose in Miscellaneous Writings. Perhaps once you go over that wonderful article, it's on page 202 and the following pages, Pondent Purpose, where she depicts those three baptisms. She calls the first baptism of Jesus a baptism of repentance. It is that nice baptism which is so necessary that we repent, that we see that something has gone wrong, that where we see that we have to know more about God and so on. It's a spiritual insight that something has to change within ourselves and we are willing to reform and so on. That's the baptism of repentance, the first baptism. Then Matthew talks about the second baptism, that he will baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. That's the second baptism. And in that article, Mrs. Eddy defines that baptism among others like this. And you can see clearly that when she defines that baptism of the Holy Ghost, that she actually defines Jesus' mission. Just as here in Revelation, she puts the idea of the Immaculate Jesus in relationship to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Because she said, what is that baptism of the Holy Ghost? She says, it's the Spirit of truth, cleansing from all sin. Can you hear? That's the level of Christian Science. The application of truth to error, to sin. By purifying human thought, Can you see divinity coming to humanity by purifying human thought? This state of mind, small m, permeates all the minutiae of human affairs. Can you see divinity embracing humanity? It is really that which we, in general, as Christian scientists, find this is the purpose of Christian science, this is really the deeper meaning of Christian science, this is what Christian science is here for, namely the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth cleansing from all sin. Nice? Yes, it must be so. By purifying human thought, and this state of mind permeates all the minutiae of human affairs. Can you see it's applied to the human? Mrs. Eddy says, well, Christian science is that term, that where science is applied to the human. But then comes the third baptism. And that third baptism is actually depicting the state of love, the womanhood. In her article there, Upon and Purpose, she writes about the baptism of spirit, that it is the final immersion of human consciousness in the infinite ocean of love. So it is not God translated down to the human, it is that the human is giving up and finally immerses in the infinite ocean of love. Capital L. Can you see it's a tone of love, capital L. It is where man's identity or consciousness reflects only spirit. Can you see? Has nothing to do with the human affairs, but he reflects only spirit. It is the disembodied. It is the disembodied. It's not the embodiment. It's a disembodied individual spirit substance and consciousness. She says, what is Jesus? It's the corporeal concept. It's the impersonization of the spiritual idea. Whereas in the womanhood sense, you have the very, I don't want to say opposite, you have the overforming of it. Namely, it is the disembodied individual spirit substance and consciousness. So the woman is that which tells us, well, finally you have to get out of the human sense of things and immerse into the infinite ocean of love, which is only spiritual.